Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Well, he said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. It is Monday. It's a little chilly here in the state of Minnesota.
Chilly Willy.
Yeah, hey Sam, didn't you just say that you just heard on the news that there was, what, 70 inches of snow somewhere?
Yeah, like 70 to 80 inches of snow somewhere. I didn't hear where it was from, but this guy said it's been like 14 days or it's like 70 to 80 inches.
Wouldn't that be a blast having a snowmobile in that business?
Right now it feels like spring. In the state of
it's
Minnesota? Yeah, it's like, you know, grass rather than snow. So the 70
half,
to 80 inches.
I can't even say half and half. It's not that. The snow is just sporadically in patches.
Then the grass dominates.
Yes, very much.
The 70 to 80 inches
dominates.
We can
wow.
use over here.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Thank
That's
you.
Authoritative very much. Domination, right? Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can. By the way, yours truly, Stephanie Joy and Bradley Dean, are your hosts today on thesonsofliberty.com. But if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, or you can go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also go over to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, or you can go over to Facebook. Get involved, friends. It's time for you to do just that. You're losing your country, and I'm going to show you and expose some things that are going on in the school districts today, namely in Florida, where they're teaching the Muslim religion. I'll get to that in just a couple minutes after SOL Media. But, friends, check out Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook as well, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook as well. You can check us out at any time, folks. Obviously, those sites are up 24 hours a day. Phone lines are going to be accessible for the next hour here, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, going over to Sons of Liberty Media really quick, I got some audio to play for you here in just a couple moments, so we got to try to get this through before the first break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, New Mexico Sheriff Scott London stands against IRS and the federal marshals. Folks, he does have the authority over those two bureaucracies, if you did not know that. Check it out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have Lurch John Kerry to appoint open sodomite as U.S. diplomat overseas. Folks, again, do understand that this president, this criminal in the White House has... Well, he's appointed over 225 radical homosexuals and even transvestites to governmental positions in your country. And why are we just being overtaken, it seems, the media would have you believe, by the Muslim religion? What have I been saying for like 12 years here now? What's right behind the radical homosexuals? None other than Sharia law. We'll talk about that as well, friends. But again, John Kerry to appoint open sodomite as U.S. diplomat overseas. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Obama administration officials linked to Muslim Brotherhood. That's nothing new. Again, we're going to highlight that in just a couple moments here. He's linked to Muslim Brotherhood, but they failed to make list Benghazi committee chairman who wants to interview. So in other words, friends, we see these affiliations coming up once again, and then the American people are sitting back and trying to figure out why he's attacking the Christian religion, or even paralleling them to, or equating them to the Muslim religion, trying to get all eyes off of the radical Muslim, or, you know, folks, Muslims, just in general. No such thing as a moderate Muslim, just Muslim. And the Muslim religion in general. But interestingly enough, he wants all eyes off the Muslim religion, and he wants to blame...
Just disgraceful.
He wants to use them as a scapegoat. And how do you tell that to 78% of the population that professes their Christianity? Well, there you have it. He's still there again today, isn't he, friends? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Where's the Christian love for these Christian bakers who are being attacked by lesbians? Again, friends, you're seeing totalitarian methods. We found out that a guy who refused to bake a cake for a homosexual sodomite couple, they're trying to fine him $150,000, but we can see that where the lesbians don't want to bake cakes for the straights, I guess that's acceptable. You see how this is a one-way street? You understanding this methodology, friends? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, former Gitmo detainee joins Islamic State. Keep in mind, it was 2 weeks ago, Barack Hussein Obama, the man in the People's White House in Washington, D.C., D.C. District, released five more detainees from Gitmo. And where did they go? Well, they went right back to where anybody with a little common sense knows where they would go, and that's exactly where they went. But check that out. Former Gitmo detainee joins Islamic State, gets executed in drone strike. He's probably been executed like five or six times now.
Right,
it's interesting how these radical Muslims, these terrorists, their name keeps coming up over and over and over year after year. But wait a second. Haven't they already been killed like in 2004 and then 2005 and 2006?
Well, see, I think what
they
happens
keep getting
is
killed over and over.
Either that or they get thrown, you know, in prison, but then they get set free, so they're back out in cycle again, doing what they want to do over and over and over again.
You're not understanding what
I'm saying. Yeah, I get what you're saying. What you're saying is basically the fact that they supposedly already have been killed.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden they come up again, like, hey, yeah, so-and-so got killed. Like, wait, didn't he get killed a couple years ago?
They keep getting killed.
Right.
But I guess if you don't pay attention to what you're being told, they can keep using the same names, because what we see here is former Gitmo detainee joins the Islamic State. He gets executed in drone strikes, confirms officials from America. And these are the ones that are lying to us on a daily basis here. Connecticut senator, anyone wanting a high-capacity magazine is arming against the government. No, folks. This is someone that represents we the people in Connecticut. Listen to what he said. Anyone wanting a high-capacity magazine is arming himself against the government. No, we have the right to bear arms. Okay, here, brother from another mother.
Probably
I didn't even want to call him that.
To read that, you know, the important documents.
Incredible.
Right.
Incredible. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Justice Roy Moore upholds law as media accuses him of defying it. Do you see how this is working, friends? They're using the law against itself. They're trying to demonize anybody that is actually upholding the Constitution. And you know what they're doing in Alabama today? Probably all four of them. They're getting married regardless of what Justice Roy Moore is upholding. Anybody living in Alabama or living in Alabama, I want to just tell you this firsthand. Know the man. I wouldn't do that if I were you, because he's not to be played with, just so you understand. Justice Roy Moore is an upright, righteous judge, and he does not play. Just ask him, even when the government itself comes against him, and it's interesting how he was dethroned for a moment, but it wasn't shortly thereafter. All of a sudden, he was back up on a higher throne, wasn't he? And isn't it amazing what God will do with a man that will stand?
That's right,
you homosexuals, you sodomites in Alabama, I wouldn't do it. That's all I'm telling you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, an appeal to Bruce Jenner. Self-mutilation is not the answer to who you are, writes none other than our friend Matt Barber. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, we're going to come back. We're going to play some audio for you right away, and we're going to start rocking and rolling. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Hey, by the way, we wanted to give a real quick shout-out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, to the Connecticut senator who said anyone wanting to basically buy a high-capacity magazine is arming themselves against government. First of all, he needs to be removed and charged, literally, friends. But we wanted to let him know that he can go ahead and throw his name and, in the hat and win a Joshua MK5.
It's open to anyone, even some of those lunatics, weirdos,
not bad guys.
Except for not the bad guys, though, because you have to, make sure you get that all upright. But it's kind of interesting.
Wait. Assorted bad guys. Yeah, bad guys, we don't want to have the guns.
Right, exactly.
Right, okay.
Right. That's exactly what my point was. Because if you're a bad guy and, you've got a record and things like that, you ain't getting the gun. Sorry, but all you good girls and good guys out there have at it.
By the way, this is coming from the same senator who admitted lying to Sandy Hook families to get them to come to Washington in order to have them lobby for votes on an unconstitutional gun confiscation legislation. And now it's claiming that if you want a high-capacity magazine for your gun, then you must be arming yourself against the government. His name is Senator Chris Murphy, Connecticut. Senator Chris Murphy. You want to talk about corruption, friends? There you have it to the core. Let's change gears real quick just so we can stay topic. You might want to hear this. This is happening in Florida right now. This is one of the teachers. Listen carefully, friends, as to what he says.
And what would be the equivalent of the Jewish and Christian Ten Commandments?
We are requiring our kids in public schools to learn the Islamic prayer.
Here's we are requiring our kids in public schools to learn Islamic prayer. And what would
we are requiring our kids in public schools to learn Islamic prayers and the five pillars of Islam. Huh. the state-controlled media. In this particular case, we had a good one out there. Her name is Darlene Jones. She went right to the board and began to film. Listen to this one, friends. This is rather telling, I would say. Listen to this.
A complaint could be made that during the middle school years, students don't study enough of Islam. And it's a major world religion.
It's very important for a story, I think, and I think for parents to know what changes. No, it's actually not in the report.
Well, what's happening here, friends? Again, I don't understand the audio. And folks, what's absolutely amazing, there's nothing wrong when we're playing this off air time, and then once we go live on air, there seems to be problems here. But what's happening here is the one that's responsible for the curriculum is being confronted by this reporter, Darlene Jones, in Florida there, asking the question, why is it that you are teaching kids the Muslim prayer and the five pillars of Islam in school? And he said, well, you know, the reverse could be laid out to the people too. You know, I mean, they're being taught this, that, and the other thing. Well, wait a second. We're a Christian nation. We're not an Islamic nation. You know, and again, friends, just to play stupid for a minute, where's the ACLU?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they at? Same methods, same methodologies, friends. Same exact system of deception. And same difference. But what's interesting here is when Darlene Jones starts asking him real questions as to what's going on in the public school, you can hear someone in the background say, it stops now. It stops
now. And he gets up, right?
Yeah, he gets up and then he walks out of the room. And she just simply saying, hang on a second. This is an investigative report. We want to know what's going on and why are you teaching the kids in Florida, friends, the Islamic prayer? Why are you teaching them five pillars of Islam? I guarantee you they're selling their souls for money. But, folks, your kids have swallowed the pill on everything, but you can rest assured they're going to regurgitate sooner or later. And, by the way, if you thought that the UN International Baccalaureate and the federal No Child Left Behind educational schemes, along with, what do we have now? We have none other than Common Core, were bad enough, you might want to take a look a little bit deeper as to what's going on in public schools. I mean, not only is the President of the United States sympathizing with the Muslims in America and across the globe, but now they're trying to throw it on your kids that are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. If he's not at a national prayer breakfast, basically capping on the Christians again, revealing who he is to the American people, well, then we can see what's happening behind closed doors. And friends, how many times have I shared with you, whatever he says, look the other direction? They just assume that whatever comes down to your kids is going to go to your kids regardless if you like it or not. And this is exactly what they're doing. While they've seen the American people accepted UN International Baccalaureate, they see that the American people have allowed No Child Left Behind. They see that the American people are now accepting Common Core. Why not throw a little Islamic religion in there? I mean, we're doing it in California. We even have judges paid, and they're actually standing on our side, saith the enemy. Folks, your enemy is laughing at you to no end. America, they look at the 320 million people as a joke, a powerless, weak joke. And the joke is on the people that sit back and allow this. Since the September 11th attacks, you would think that the administration following would use a little prudence if they were sincerely concerned about a radical Muslim threat, which they are not. They are advancing that agenda. When Obama took his oath of office, he's instead defied America in numerous ways, in which we convey to you on a daily basis here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. He's given $1.5 billion to Muslim-led Egypt in foreign aid, gives them F-16s. He sympathizes with them. And shortly after the Muslim Brotherhood declared war on the United States, this is the same man that said America is no longer a Christian nation, followed by a reference that America may be noted as a Muslim nation. And he's also the one that's responsible for saying that we cannot allow the Prophet Muhammad to be slandered. No, we can't accept that here in America. Just last week, he was entertaining America's sworn enemies within the people's White House. But it lines up with Scripture when the Lord says that if you will not obey these statutes and these commands and these laws to do them, then I will appoint over them you that hate you. The enemy will be made the head and you will be made the tail. We're seeing this unfold. Now, interestingly enough, in recent years, American public schools have been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion. Studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks, which, by the way, is illegal. They can be sued for this, friends. Giving an Islamic slant to our youth, to your kids, if they're in a public school. And as a result, our youth are subject to the following teachings. Learning to become a Muslim in public schools. Fasting for Ramadan. Learning the five pillars of Islam. This is what the teacher just told you. This is what the director of curriculum in public schools in Florida just told you, that they're teaching kids in public schools. Memorize verses of the Quran. Adopt a Muslim name and stage a jihad war against non-Muslims.
Unbelievable.
This is what they're teaching kids in public schools in America. Oh, by the way, just a side note, sonsoflibertymedia.com, FBI official, Islamic State recruiting United States Muslim teens for jihad. Confirmed. I just want to encourage you, friends, because everything these people do is deceptive. We also heard ISIS say that there's so many more of us that people don't know about. Baloney. Remember what I've always shared with you, friends. You have to understand your enemy. A cop knows an enemy. He knows their mind. He knows how they operate, what they do, and how they do it. You need to understand that that is a tactic that Adolf Hitler used. You know, after his country was completely destroyed and millions were destroyed, any dictator does this because he knows how to deceive the people. They said that if you would have simply pulled the curtain back behind Adolf Hitler, there was nothing there. That's why he had these groups, these large groups of the population meet together, because they wanted to belittle the opposition. And here you have the state-controlled media reminding you, again, putting the microphone up to ISIS to convey the message to you that there are so many more of us than you don't even realize. Really? Nope, friends, that is not true. The Bible tells us under judgment that you will flee when none pursueth. And I want to tell you, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama knows this system, the systematic methodology, and what they're all using together globally. And this is it. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than that there really is. You know, keep in mind, I just told you that Barack Hussein Obama said that America was one of the biggest Muslim nations in the world, with a whopping 4.5 million Muslims in America. Wow! Out of 320 million people, friends, are you kidding me? You know what? Sad to say, I'm not kidding you. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you exactly what's happening, because you're going to find out that the ACLU, along with Muslim Council and Americans United for Separation of Church and States.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and get prepared now. The only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 1-800-847-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10, and they'll even ship it out for free. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA? Call 1-800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there's a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call 1-800-274-3070 today. That's 1-800-274-3070.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we've been talking about Muslim indoctrination into public schools. Well, it's coming to the light again in Florida. Through one teacher and one curriculum educator, as they call them, the one responsible and a director for the curriculum in that particular school, are talking about how, hey, this is okay, you know, we're teaching them Islam. You know, we're teaching them completely everything contrary to who we are in this country, you know? You know, there's nothing wrong with it. We can make the argument the other way around. Yeah? That's what he said, you know? And then once you started asking real questions, the reporter did, all of a sudden it was time to shut it down.
Well, like when,
but that's everything to do with that religion, because everything they do is through deception.
It's so ridiculous. And when you're looking at the double standard here, when you mentioned, you know, not to play stupid here, but where's the ACLU? Now that you're talking about reading portions of the Quran and staging a jihad and all these different things, could you imagine if you sat down in public school and said, okay, kids, today we're going to read out of Matthew. We're going to read the book of John. Oh, would not the ACLU be in uproar?
And to be honest with you, I don't care what the ACLU has to say.
But the point is, okay, we're reading from the Quran, but if we dare open the Bible or mention the Bible.
We're not asking a communist organization for permission to obey God and his constitutional republic and the laws enumerated within that constitutional republic.
Yeah, exactly, of course. Okay. And the point is the fact that, okay, so we're going to teach all these things regarding Islam and having to do the Muslim religion.
This is treason. reason.
Exactly.
Is what it is.
And the double standard is unbelievable.
Well, they're teaching kids in public schools because they found over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks. Might I remind you that that is, folks, these people can be sued for this. Because there's error in the textbooks. But they're teaching kids to learn to become Muslims, fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorize verses of the Quran, adopt a Muslim name, stage a jihad, war against non-Muslims. Well, how did this happen? Listen carefully. Well, the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, all a lie, friends. All predicated on a lie, friends. And the Clinton administration joined together and made a clause that opened the door to the Muslim teaching while attacking anyone who speaks of the Christian religion in public schools. Now, hence, you see the courts backing the Muslim agenda when, for example, a school in California is teaching their students a three-week course, which essentially requires them to become a Muslim for that period of time. You have got to be kidding me. Wow. What is that? I thought these were like our sworn enemies or something.
Yeah.
I mean, we even have President Jimmy Carter, the peanut head himself, friends, actually going to these meetings, these conferences, promoting Islam and peace. Friends, are you kidding? Wow. But here is what America will put up with, and this is what America will accept.
Yeah, Islam and peace does not go hand
no.
in hand together. I mean, read what the Quran says about it. I mean, give me a break.
So this is also as to why, and this is also why we see in public schools when we have been doing schools across the globe, friends, namely the public schools, and I'm talking about our globe, the United States of America, that we were under incessant attack for bringing a moral and a constitutional message into public schools. And guess who attacked us? It was the radical homosexuals who are being used to make way for your enemies, friends.
Right, or the ACLU.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And to prove my point, a representative from the American Muslim Council, Abdul Rahman Alamoudi, today serves a 23-year prison sentence for being one of the top fundraisers of Al-Qaeda in the United States of America. In addition, there are over 225 Muslim schools in the United States and around 50,000 children who are being taught to, and I quote, Brigitte Gabriel with Act for America, foster an environment of hate, loathing, and resentment towards Western culture, Christians, Jews, Shiites, secular Muslims, and non-Muslims. So, America, why is this happening? In a nation that was founded upon Christian principles, apparently they love their false God more than you love your God, who is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings and the God of Gods. Could it be that Christians became apathetic, went to sleep, and allowed the radical agenda to creep in unnoticed by the public at large? Again, read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. Folks, you know, I want to say this because I'm on a little trail right now. Do you know that I preached at a lot of prisons? And in the process of doing that, I remember one which comes to my mind, I recollect at this moment, where I was actually preaching against the crimes that many of those students committed, and that's why they were in prison, where I had the guards angry with me for bringing and reciting God's moral law and making reference to God's moral law. But if I didn't make reference to God's moral law, then I asked the guard the question, then why is this kid in jail?
Of course.
Right?
It's common sense.
But this is exactly the same feedback and the same vibe that I'm feeling right now from those that listen to this radio show. I got to remind you, friends, I'm just simply telling you the fruit of what you're allowing to bring forth to fruition in your country on a daily basis. I'm not guilty of the crimes being committed. I'm just simply reflecting the crimes that are being committed on you. And yes, I 100% agree that we need to magnify the laws against those that are committing crimes against we the people in this country. But folks, look at how far you have let this go. I can't talk to another country. I can't talk to Russia. I can't talk to China. I can't talk to a Muslim nation. I can only talk to you because I'm responsible for you. You're in my own backyard, and I love you enough to tell you, yes, this is how we do it, but if you're not going to be a part of the answer, rest assured, things are only going to get worse. You are now at this point daring the justice of God to get worse, and it's going to get worse. But the good news is this is the beginning of all of this, no matter how big and bad and empowered they want you to believe they are. In fact, friends, they are not. Because you have God and you have the law on your side that exposes their crime. They do not. That's why they're using the state-controlled media to belittle, to demonize, to polarize anybody that speaks out against what they're attempting to implement. Friends, I can't say to the Muslims, why is this happening to your country? I can't say it to them. Because they're not the ones claiming to be the Christians. America, you are. Let me take it a step further. Muslim infiltration into universities. Saudis have taken advantage of the Title VI program that our government implemented after World War II for the education of young Americans about foreign cultures and languages. How? Well, they're using their riches from oil to pump millions of dollars into our universities to appoint Arab professors in departments such as political science, Middle East study, so on and so forth. These are the people who are brainwashing your kids with an anti-American point of view. They teach that we are the problem. Our founding forefathers were the problem. They're in agreement with those friends that are and have in the past fought against us being a free people, one nation under God. They teach that our foreign policy is the problem, that our wealth, enlightenment, and success are oppressing the rest of the world. No, they are not. What's oppressing the rest of the world is the American people that tolerate their politicians to commit crimes against those countries that hate our guts. America, you're hated because of what you've allowed politicians to do to other countries. That's it. Period. And this explains why Obama is apologizing to other nations. This is why he is targeting the youth votes after this anti-American curriculum is sneaking its way into our schools. Folks, you should have just seen the harassment that my ministry went through while doing public schools. 3 to 5 times a week I was getting hit by the state-controlled media. Which, by the way, I just want to tell you, thank you so much for the opportunity. Because without you, Rachel Maddow, and the New York Times, and all you other people that attacked me for doing what God commanded me to do, and what our forefathers established to our founding documents, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have a national platform. So God bless you. Jesus said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto you. And I've given this message 100, 200, 500, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 50,000 times, friends. Over. But you have to respond to my wounds. You have to respond to the cross. And God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Jesus Christ. And I'm not drawing attention to myself, but I am telling you that's where I glory, is in the cross. And for you to use a little prudence, friends, to wake up as to what's going on, this is only going to get worse if you allow it. And you also need to understand that, friends, this is completely illegal in every sense of the word. Here you have all these organizations that attack the Christian faith, making way for America's sworn enemies. I thought we were under attack, friends. I thought we were under attack. Man, we aren't under attack by anybody but our own government and these bureaucracies that are created to destroy the foundations of our country to give way to a global order. And I am just absolutely humored by the stupidity of the people that stand back and believe what the state-controlled media says about people that are actually trying to wake you up and shake you up. They're the ones lying to you. Love doesn't lie, it tells the truth. Hate doesn't lie, it tells the truth. I'm sorry, hate doesn't. You know how you're always called a hater?
for telling the truth.
Yeah, love tells the truth. Hate doesn't do that.
That's right.
That was my point. You know, but what's interesting on an uppity note from what I'm talking about right now, there's a high school girl who speaks out on her victory over the anti-theist, the atheist assault on her freedom. She was won the victory, this young 16-year-old kid is.
Yeah.
See, it's the kids standing up for life in the womb. It's the kids standing up for their religious freedoms in this country. I'm going to come right back. The Council on American Islamic Relations, 10 facts about...
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV's Donation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that song life to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means. And they're using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, Sam, can we throw this speech up here really quick when it loads up? This is the girl that just won in New Jersey. She stood up on the behalf of the young people across the country and said, you know what, I'm not going to take this anymore, and I'm going to stand up and fight. So here you have it right now.
This is about protecting our freedom as Americans. Ever since I was little, I remember saying the pledge all the time. And under God sums up the history and values that I've always learned make our country great, because it does acknowledge our rights don't come from the government, but rather from a higher power. So they can't take away the basic human rights it did not create.
Amen. Amen. Good for her.
It cannot take away the basic human rights it did not create. That's right. It comes from our creator, not from the government.
That's right. And like you see said, all those microphones, and she's preaching her message, isn't she?
Amen.
God is finding the faithful among men that will stand regardless if the status quo likes it or not, and guess who's reporting the message?
And just use a little diamond in the rough, a little girl, 16 years old, who will stand.
Amen.
And you know, and the thing is you don't have to be the most eloquent person in the world. You don't have to be the most popular. All you have to be is ready for God to mold and use you and speak forth what he wants you to say. And lo and behold, you'll get used by God. It's amazing. That was great.
He doesn't use you for your abilities. He uses you for your availabilities.
Amen.
Amen. CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, them victims. Oh. Oh, they hold the shield, but friends, pull the shield back and you'll see the spear. CARE was created by the Muslim Brotherhood, a political battering ram, by the way, friends, an Islamic supremacist organization that pioneered 20th century Islamic terrorism and sanctions violence against civilians. Council on American Islamic Relations, friends, you know them as CARE. CARE only has about, ready for this, 5,000 members, despite a membership fee of just $10. What are you running from, friends? CARE represents the opinions of only 12% of Muslim Americans, according to Gallup.
And there's not very many Muslim Americans anyway.
So listen, what's going to happen is they're going to come over here, and then they're going to get converted to the westernized version of what freedom it is that God has bestowed upon us. We need to start talking about how many people have actually been converted over to Christianity that are the real deal, because these Muslims that are going to come over here, they're going to see what God has bestowed upon us, and they're going to know that they did. Hey, folks, like I've said in the past, and I say again, if their God is God, then what are they doing here?
Right.
What are they doing here?
Of course.
We have something that we don't realize we have, and we need to realize what we have. To he who's been, or should I say this, to he who's faithful with little, be faithful in much. But if you're not faithful with the little, guess what? Even that which you have, the Bible tells us, will be taken away from you.
And you don't know what you have a lot of times until it's God's sad lesson that that's a lot of ways that people have to learn.
Yep, the Council on American Islamic Relations. CARE receives financial support from foreign powers who have also provided direct support to or Osama bin Laden or Al-Qaeda and Hamas, again, created friends. CARE has solicited money from sponsors of terror and received financial support from convicted terrorists. CARE, you know them as C-A-I-R, the Council on American Islamic Relations. CARE's founders have praised terrorists to Muslim audiences and said, this is what it says, that suicide bombers are acting on behalf of Islam. CARE has raised funds for terrorists under the guise of helping 9/11 victims. CARE board members have called the overthrow of the United States and the imposition of Islamic law. CARE has suggested applying Sharia punishment, the death penalty, to users who criticize Islam on the internet. At least 15 high-level CARE staff members have been under federal investigation for ties to Islamic terror. CARE has discouraged Muslim Americans from cooperating with law enforcement and has spent more time and money advocating on behalf of convicted terrorists than for the victims.
No surprise. I mean, really, it's not.
Yeah. But these are the people that Barack Hussein Obama, man, he's just standing back and saying, you know, you got to leave those guys alone. They're the victims, man.
I love
these
titles that they use. You know, CARE. When you know, I know.
Of course.
You know, I know it's abbreviation.
It's kind of like Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act.
Or the Patriot Act. All these things that sound so great.
By the way, all unconstitutional.
Yeah, and you unmask them and you really see the stats and the statistics and what's really actually in these bills.
Well, because they know people will think, oh, that's a nice name.
Yeah, beautiful. I'll just read the title and won't read the rest of what's actually in there because I'm just blindly following what I'm seeing. So it's amazing. But you know what? We have a job to do. And I think that every day we're reminded of that on the Sons of Liberty. And actually, our job is going to take us out to California this month. We're going to be on the East Coast coming up here in March. In April, we're going to be in Minnesota and Wisconsin. In May, we're going to be in Arizona. We are traveling the highways and byways to get this message out to the people. Our goal in our heart is not to change America. Our goal is to restore America back to the Bible and the Constitution and the founding principles which this great nation was established.
Our forefathers.
Amen. And for those who say, listen, I want to get behind you because I know that what you're doing is important. I've never heard someone speak it like it is, say it like it is, and I love looking at the website. You know, what I love about the website so much, especially the media website, is all the truth that's being spoken. And that's shown in the result of the people. I think last month we had 600,000 people on the media website, which shows that people are hungry for the truth. They want to hear the truth, but they also want to know the hope, which is only found in Christ. And if you leave there, you shouldn't leave feeling hopeless. You should leave feeling empowered. Just like every time you listen to the Sons of Liberty, you should be motivated. I tell people, listen, if you want to hear a good dose of truth, tune into the Sons of Liberty, because that'll get you motivated and up and at them. And that's what we want to do, is move people to action, but we cannot do it without your support. Now, just added to the Sons of Liberty media page, if you go on the top, it says become a son or daughter of liberty. And what that means is you support the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis, what you can. And that helps build the foundation from which we go and be able to go to places like Arizona, California, Minnesota, Wisconsin, you name it. We're out there doing the work. Or if you'd like to simply make a donation, a one-time donation, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the donate button in the stars and stripes, and every little bit that you can do to help us fulfill the mission. As we're joining arm in arm, we all have our parts of the body, but we all can't do this apart from each other, nor apart from Christ, who is on the head of us. And if you are already supporting our ministry, we want to say thank you so much, because again, we could not do this without your support. So please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, click on where it says become a son or daughter of liberty. There's the bronze membership, silver membership, gold membership. You get a beautiful certificate, which, by the way, if some of you are thinking, I've heard you talk about the certificate many times, and I want to see what this thing looks like, because I always hear about this great certificate. Please click on Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty there at sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can see the version of the certificate for the Daughter of Liberty and also for the Son of Liberty, which actually has your name on it. And we've been in houses before. We've dropped by and said, hey, and they've got this thing, you know, framed, sitting in a nice place in their house where it's a prominent location, because they really
feel...
It's
high-quality stuff,
because I feel very proud of the fact that, listen, I am making a difference because I am putting my words to actions. I'm not just complaining about what I'm tolerating. I am doing something about the problems.
Yeah.
And I want to say, too, for those of you who'd like to book Bradley Dean in your area, right now we are booking in June and July. That's how far out scheduled we are. We actually had a guy call in who wanted to get some information about bringing Bradley into Utah. So we're excited about that.
Utah!
Utah! So please do call 1-866-233-0744.
Isn't that where the potatoes come from?
Well, I had a, no, that's Idaho.
Oh,
Idaho
oh,
is the potato.
I was just gonna mock what's his name.
Oh, yeah.
I'm being facetious.
Right, right.
Adding an E.
Yeah.
Add an E at the very end of potato.
That's right.
That joker.
I know. And I had to look at the map again, like, where is Utah again? Okay, right above Arizona. Okay, I know where we're going now. But I also want to highlight this, too. For all of our ministry merchandise and materials, this week only, up until November 14th, which is Valentine's Day, when you spend $75 or more at the Sons of Liberty store, you receive 10% off with the Sons of Liberty promo code, which is actually SOL10PCT, which you can see on our email list. If you do not receive our emails, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and say that I want to subscribe to your email list, and you can get that information. And finally, our product of the week this week is our Price CD. Now, especially for those of you who like, you know, heavy metal kind of rap mixed together, this is one of the most unique albums, I think, ever.
Well, let me write the music of the nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. That was Socrates who said that. He's right on the money. But we use it for the glory of God, Psalm 33. And Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ.
That's right. And a lot of Christian music, quote unquote Christian music out there, is very cheesy, very mundane, no power
second
to it.
Second rate.
That's right. This, the guy, actually the guy who is the senior editor at the Weekly Standard, went on tour with the band, and he said his worst fear was that he wouldn't like the music. Well, he described the band after he heard it as a bunch of saggy pants Elijahs on Mount Carmel. So if you know the story of Elijah, that is definitely a compliment. Please do. If you've got a, especially a teen in your household, you think, ah, oh, I got to get them some good music to listen to, check that out, the Price CD. All of our products and materials are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Now, I'm going to give you a little homework before we actually depart today, friends. Go check out Psalm 94. Read the whole of it, because it is just second to none, to say the least. And I want to leave you with a little hope, because hope is, again, as Steph rightly said, well, the hope is what we do with the truth that's been given unto us, and that truth comes from Christ Jesus, John 14:6. But here you have it. William Penn said, men must be governed by God or they will be ruled by tyrants. Which one do you want to rule the roost? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You got Bradley and Stephanie, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
We live in a complicated... You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.